This is the Afternoon Drive Show.
Now, you may have heard us often talk about the CEO cycle challenge. This is something that is maybe for a lot of us feeling like, oh my goodness, Khosi, don't even speak about cycling. I'm trying to do that thing, but it's making me feel like I'm not ready for that thing. But it's a great initiative, and it's a call to corporate South Africa and to everybody. Everybody to be able to take part, take hands in ensuring that we do our part in not just, how can I say, helping South Africa, but to actually be able to change South Africa. That's one of the things that is the heart of the CEO Cycle Challenge. And when you take part of the CEO Cycle Challenge, you're really becoming a part of something so much bigger than you. More than anything, it really is an organization that's kind of as hard as to say, hey, we want to be able to help young people that are really, really, really skilled, who otherwise would have not been able to be in situations, environments, or more specifically schools, where they would be able to really harness that skill that they have or the talent that they have. So you accept the challenge to cycle 25 minutes on a stationary bike, and you're becoming an avid force for change. And this will, of course, help to raise funds towards every single one of those learners. And joining me this afternoon is someone who knows about the CEO Cycle Challenge from another perspective, as a recipient, as one of those who's received from the South African Hall of Fame, the South African Hall of Fame's work through the CEO Cycle Challenge. I'm talking about Safran Fouri, who is a pupil at the Pretoria Boys High School. He joins me this afternoon to tell me all about his relation and, of course, what this has meant for him to be a recipient of this absolutely incredible project. Safran, welcome to the Afternoon Drive.
Thank you for having me.
It's great to have you, man. First things first, I must ask you. So you're not a CEO?
No.
I thought maybe they're setting you as a CEO to plug me on a new job or something like that. Not yet?
No, sadly not.
Not yet. Okay. No, that's fine. And you like cycling?
I believe so. I've tried it before.
And how did it go?
Thanks
for telling me. Thanks for being honest, because I was a bit worried that you're going to say, no, man, it's a walk in the park, just cycle. They say it's like riding a bike, you never forget it. I'm glad you didn't say it was that. But Safran, you coming into this conversation from a different perspective, you know, for the last couple of weeks, we've been hearing about the CEO Cycle Challenge as a great initiative and a great work that's happening in South Africa towards changing South Africa. Without saying too much of what it's done for you, when you think about the CEO Cycle Challenge, what are some of the things that run in your mind? What are some of the emotions, the thoughts that you think of?
It's crazy, like the support I get from others, and it's wonderful thinking about it.
Yeah.
Just how everything relates, and it's amazing to think the support behind me and how people help with everything that's going on. And it's quite amazing that I have that.
Yeah, let's really kind of double click into what that looks like, receiving that support. Obviously, the CEO Cycle Challenge, one of the things that they highlight on is to say, hey, we want to be able to help kids that are really skilled, who otherwise would not be able to get into these particular institutions or get these opportunities, to be able to get them, you know, and it changes their lives holistically. And you are one of the recipients of the learnership program that was funded by the South African Hall of Fame. I almost want to go back to when you got that email or phone call or WhatsApp or SMS. I don't know how they communicated to you, telling you that you're going to be receiving this learnership. Paint the picture for us of what life was like before that moment.
So the thing was, I always wanted to go to Pretoria Boys High School. It was my dream since grade 2. It was a thing I always wanted to do.
What did they show you in grade 2 that made you want to go to Boys High at grade 2?
The thing was, I was sitting in my school, and it's right next to Pretoria Boys High School.
Oh, okay, there we go.
It was this one Saturday, and I heard the war cries.
And
I kind of like sneaked into the school
with
one of my good friends. And the way I saw just the cheers and the boys on the stands and the candies playing, it's the first team, by the way.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
It just, at that moment, since I was young, I fell in love with the school.
I love this. I love this. Early in the conversation, he's confessing to running away as a grade 2 child to another school. But it's fine. We'll overlook that. But you've had this passion towards Boys High. But was this something that was not achievable for you?
The thing was, it was always like, everybody wants to get into Boys High. And that was something I was scared of, because I was maybe like, maybe I wouldn't make it. Maybe there's other kids that would make it. And obviously, the school fees, that was quite a problem that I was scared I wouldn't get.
Yeah.
But for the, I always was positive that I might get in, but it was a thing that I was always scared of, and I wasn't sure always.
Yeah. And how did you find out about the South African Hall of Fame and to eventually get their learnership? How did they find you? How did you find them? How did that actually all come together?
I think it was one day, So one of my friends, his mom was a teacher there. And when I was playing for my primary school, she was like, she told the head of rugby, come look at this guy, he's quite good. And he came to me and he saw, like, I have potential. So he organized, I think, something. And then I went to talk to him one day, Mr. Anthony.
Yeah.
That's his name. And since then, he said, I want to give you a chance. I want to see what you can do, but we have to see if you want to come to Boys Eye.
Mm.
I said, it's all I wanted to do. So, but he told me that he's going to give me a chance. And fortunately enough, I had the opportunity.
It almost feels like, and then the rest is history. And now you're sitting in front of me in Boys High uniform. And I was just like, oh, okay. I see how this played out.
Yeah.
But it must have felt really encouraging to have someone recognize you, to kind of see you and to say, hey, that person has potential, and to say, hey, I'm willing to take the risk on you and to be able to invest into your life and to your future. Take me to that moment. What does it mean to you now, having had someone who was saying, hey, I'm willing to put Saffron's name up and say, I'm willing to bet on him and put a risk into his life and see what happens from there?
No, it's great. I was stunned, honestly. It was... For me, I couldn't believe it that people actually saw me that way and that they actually believed that much in me. Mm. And like me and most of the boys, that's part of this thing. It's like, I think it's quite extraordinary. And for me to experience it, it's that someone believes so much in me.
I'm imagining that a learnership like this is something that's very difficult to kind of go through, that it's not so easy, that suddenly it's like the different world and you're meeting different people and it's like all fast paced and you're kind of thinking, oh my goodness, what's going on right now? What are some of the challenges that you experienced during the learnership and kind of like how you managed to overcome them to be able to say, hey, I've become better because of what I went through here and what I learned about people, maybe sometimes even what you learned about yourself?
So like... you mean like what challenges I faced while coming through everything?
Yeah. Going through the learnership. Because I think sometimes, you know, we always think about when we have these moments that change our lives, that just because it changes our lives, it's going to be a breeze. I mean, if someone pays for me to, I don't know, move to the UK for the rest of my life, it's like, yes, that's exciting news, but it must be hard, acclimatizing to new ways of work. The fact that the summer's not as hot as us here, you know, there's all these different challenges that sometimes come with receiving something that we dream about for so long. What are some of the challenges that you faced?
So I think one challenge I quite faced was moving from Afrikaans to English. I'm actually Afrikaans and I speak at home Afrikaans. I was in Afrikaans primary. But then when I went to Boys Eye, it was kind of a challenge switching the language. And the language barrier was a bit of a problem. But I think I easily overcame it. Mm. But further on, I think that's the only challenge that I really faced.
Yeah. Saffron, before we wrap up our time together, there's people that's listening to this conversation going, oh man, this is a beautiful story of being identified as a rugby player. And because of your physical skill and your ability to play rugby, it's really opened doors for you to be able to go to Boys High, which is a school you've loved for so long, which you're not sure if you're going to be able to make it for various reasons. But I think a lot of that is backed by people partnering and taking part of the CEO Cycle Challenge. What would you say to someone of what the value of someone seeing you and being able to see you for a skill that you have and get you to a place where you're in a much better place than you would have imagined you would have been in, or afforded opportunities that you weren't sure if you're going to be afforded, all because someone took part of something as simple as cycling for 25 minutes, but it was a small seed that really impacted your life completely? What would you say to that person to encourage them to continue to take part of the CEO Cycle Challenge because of the difference it made in your life?
I would just say keep on going. Don't stop dreaming, point one. That's like a thing that I've always believed. If you want to go for something, you go for it. And dreaming is a big part of it. You can't just think maybe it will go. You have to believe and know it's going to happen. So for the people out there that are listening and like in the situations that I was, I would say just keep on believing and you will go through it.
Yeah.
And keep on dreaming because it's going to happen.
Hey, keep on dreaming because it is actually going to happen. Saffron, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. Before I let you go, what's the future? What are you dreaming about for the future? What's the career choices that you're looking at now? You in what grade now?
Grade 8.
Grade 8. So what trajectory are you looking for? Are you trying to be a doctor? Maybe trying to be a CEO? I don't know. What are you looking at?
Honestly, I'm not really sure what I'm going for, but I'm going to try my best and keep going forward. But I would really like to pursue a career in sports or rugby or something. But I'm always looking for other suggestions and other ways. And with the help of Wall of Fame, I could easily achieve it. So,
Love it. With the help of Hall of Fame, you can definitely achieve it. Safran, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. Great to be chatting to you. And I don't know about you, but something definitely moved in my heart to realize that, hey, sometimes it's something so small. Cycling, 25 minutes. And it feels like, but of course, it's not going to make a difference, really. But actually, it's going to make a difference to somebody else's life, like Safran, whose life trajectory has changed completely. I almost want to say, 2 years ago, the dream he had of what a career he wants to follow in terms of work in the future was different to what he will say towards the latter part of his high school years, just because of being exposed to a different environment, because of his skill and his talent. And look at that, now looking into a future with sports. Absolutely love it. If you want to get more details into the CEO Cycle Challenge and how you can be a part of this, go ahead and send me a message on the WhatsApp line with CEO, and I'll be sure to send you all those details. Or head on over to ceochallenge.co.za. Pledge 25 minutes of your time between the 9th and the 13th of September 2024. It's going to be happening at the Nashua head office building in Woodmead. And everybody's going to be coming together to cycle. You can come as an individual for 25 minutes or enter as a team, as your entire office. Come together as a team of four to come together and be able to cycle together as we raise funds to be able to help the future of South Africa. Because once we get to the young people and we eventually are able to change their lives and change the trajectory of their future, based on us coming together, I think we'll be able to see a South Africa that looks completely different. And we'll be able to look back and say, sure, Lord, thank you that I was able to be part of the work that you're doing in this beautiful nation of ours.
This is the Afternoon Drive Show.